Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Dungeonetics. We're a Connecticut-based podcast that will never ask for a Patreon. That's not what this is about. This is about recording creativity and imagination loose in the time where those things are needed. Welcome to Dungeonetics. You're joining our party deep in out of the abyss, recording from an undisclosed location in the pre-pre times, you know, those times in Connecticut. I'll give you that much. That's the sound of my furnace, because Dungeonetics. So join us now as we embark on a most amazing campaign, all provided for you, because the world.
Yeah, exactly. Way more detailed. So what you find after burning off the patch of yellow mold, there's a humanoid skeleton with a ring on one of its bony fingers. The ring itself is a silver ring. With kind of gentle swirling patterns and very delicate light blue gemstones throughout the band.
I want to snag that.
This is what it looks like.
Ooh.
Probably cursed.
Yes, absolutely take it, but I wouldn't put it on your finger until someone can identify it.
You want to grab it?
Might give it a rest.
Want to grab it?
Did anyone have any issue with me taking the gnome's boots, assuming they will fit my feet?
It's okay.
Well, they're not on his feet, because I know that at least one of the people in the corner pulled his boots off.
I'm sure Fane took them, but
you
can have them.
I think Fane took them off.
I'm pretty sure Fane took them off.
We talked about it last week. I just want to make sure no one changed their mind. So, what are they?
Well, you're going to have to take a short rest to figure it out.
All right.
I think you cast identify.
Anything else on...
My question is, are you taking Droki's body with you to the...
I'm taking his head, at least.
Let's take the whole body.
Okay. Let's take the body. We also need to check the body of water that presumably was the lair of the elemental to make sure there's, like, no drowned people with a bunch of treasure.
I don't know if I want to stick rest here. Really.
There are
none that it does not appear to.
Too many ways into this chamber.
Yeah, it doesn't appear that there's anything inside. All right,
then let's grab Droki and
get out. Should we check what's in there?
Did you guys look over there when you were over there?
Not really.
We can check on our way through again.
Yeah.
All right. So hauling back to left ovary or right ovary?
Does it matter?
Oh, all the time.
For the sake of argument.
Let's hear it, Bob.
Right ovary.
Yeah, no, I was thinking the right
feels
ovary.
Good.
Right ovary.
Yeah, it feels
See,
great.
Weird. I always go left. Because to me, left is always right. That's just a thing that I know. So,
right
Droki's boots themselves are fairly. Let's see. So, these are what Droki's boots look like. They're greenish boots. They actually appear to be of elven make. Very soft and velvety, with little swirls on the side, as you can see, and a bands at the top to keep them tight.
Relax. 19!
All right, that'll be a treat, with everything else, too. So, the hat, he has sewed two stuffed displacer beast tentacles onto the hat. God only knows why. It may be worth something to a collector of oddities, but it's going to be generally worthless otherwise. He does have a satchel that is stitched hide of some variety, some alien creature or some sort of underdark thing. Again, if Flo wants to take a nature check on it, she certainly can. Inside the bag, the satchel, are the following items. One gold piece.
There's...
I'm on
keeping
it.
Track?
Okay. I got it.
Alright.
Yep.
10 silver pieces.
Got it.
Where the fuck?
A spell scroll of sea invisibility.
Oh, very nice.
Two potions of healing. A fairly elaborate collection of dead vermin in various states of decomposition.
Ooh.
There's some spiders, some centipedes, things along those lines.
Peter. Get away from Peter.
There are pages sure. of lizard skin parchment held together between two leather covers from two different books. The books, at a glance, are full of mad scribbles and formulas. Somebody who has Arcana might be able to study them and get something out of them.
That's interesting.
We'll actually have Fane, we'll say that Fane can take a look at them while you guys take your short rest, and he figures out that essentially it's a spell book with Tensor's floating disc and Fane Death inside.
Fane Death.
No pun intended.
It's nice to dream.
The invisibility would be really nice for him to add to his spell book.
There is a strange lump of black metal that looks very similar, actually looks identical to the metal that you guys found on the obelisk. So it's the exact same type of metal. There is also a scroll in a copper tube and four small pouches that contain, and again, I'm going to need Flo to make a nature check.
With advantage, or help.
Yeah, 13 on the bag.
Advantage.
Or 14 on the bag.
On a nature check?
For the bag.
For the bag.
That's not bad as well. So that's going to be 19.
19. So on a 19, you can tell that the four pouches contain stone giant toenail clippings and skin flakes. Each of those pouches is tagged with a different name. The scroll contains a list of names that match those tags. At a quick glance, one of the names is Dorhun, which you remember was the name of the Stone Speaker's apprentice. When you guys, the Stone Speaker Hagram, remember, was the guy that gave you the crystal rod. And the rest of the names you don't recognize, but they're written in common, but they're essentially, you can tell that they're giant names.
Just one more time. It's giant skin flakes and giant toenail clippings.
Toenail clippings and skin flakes. There are four separate pouches. Each one contains skin flakes and toenail clippings, and each one is labeled with the name of a stone giant.
Was Droki like a spa owner?
It sounds like the kind of thing you'd want in order to use a divination spell.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys know this stuff. Because, my world, we just, you gussy up for the boys, but...
But the Stone Giants were one of the few groups that did not ask us to look for Droki.
Dun, dun, dun.
But also one of the few groups that actually helped us with, no ask for, anything in return.
Yeah.
Well, because they're one of the few groups that aren't actually Duergar.
True.
Begrudgingly, I'm going to hold these skin flakes and toenail clippings close to me because I feel like they're important.
That sounds good. You guys are taking a short rest?
Please.
Then right over.
Are we going to try and talk to Droki's head? Or do
should
we
just do it now?
Mad rambling.
It doesn't have to.
Flat read. There appears to be a statement from the captives of my dog. Real Doofs is the podcast Adventures with Drew, a guy who has seen a lot of important and classic movies, and his two Doof friends, Brian and Joe, who have not. Listen as Drew makes the Doofs guess what they think these movies are about based only what they know from pop culture. That's pop culture. Yeah. Do the Doofs come close to knowing what these movies are about? The only way to find out is to listen. Go ahead and listen. It's every Wednesday. All right. Love you too.
It's hostile to you, I think
we
read.
So
it's
kind of
like a moot point.
Pointless.
Alright. It's not
pointless,
it's
just
1d6 extra for resting, bro.
So then just wrap his head up and throw it in the bag of holding.
And the ring is a ring of water walking.
Ooh. You want me to read the title?
I can has boots.
What level do you get water walking?
Yeah.
I think 11 or something like that. 10 or 9.
Wanna roll off for the ring?
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, I'm also good.
If you want to.
Before?
Let's do it.
athletics. Assholes. Athletics checks, please.
John. Athletics, okay.
You're really doing the same thing as rolling off.
You just steal it while they're fighting for it.
Yeah. Oh, you're done for it.
Wait. Meanwhile, well, Duncan's over the corner like, I didn't see it.
I get plus six.
Oh, hold on.
That's a 15.
Come on. Athletics? What you got?
15. Corny bitch.
Wow. This is the worst paladin I've ever seen. Yeah. Oh, please say we should lead them in a
Not the worst one I've ever seen, unfortunately, but very close.
It's a tie, because I have plus one.
Okay, but I'm much bigger than you, so I win.
Is it your plus your contribution?
I have Bardic Inspiration.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
I will use the ring properly.
She's a pirate. She deserves it.
That's true.
I miss the water.
She's a pirate.
I'll fish for you.
What magic items does everybody have currently? I know that you've got the cinnamon stick.
Yeah.
I know that you have the ring.
Because we lost the bit of flying.
That is correct. That's good.
That's appropriate for a fifth level party.
And of course the Droki's book that has the floating disc.
I'm not counting the scrolls or anything like that. I'm mostly just counting like item
items.
Kind of
the bag of holding.
The bag of holding. Who's carrying the bag of holding?
I'll put it in my pouch. I was kidding.
No.
Who's the most responsible of all of us?
Give the paladin the bag of holding then.
I don't trust him. He just came to our party.
Whoever's keeping track of the inventory might want to have the bag of holding.
Okay.
It does make a certain amount of sense.
I'll have the bag of holding.
Okay.
Where's the short rest when you're using your phone?
Or you might have to click on your... Do you have an icon for your picture or anything? Because that's where I usually have to do it, is click the icon.
Short rest. There it is. Thank you.
No worries. Okay, that's good. Bob, one thing I need you to start doing for me, and it's random, just keep track of how much weight is inside the bag of holding. You guys haven't been, like, throwing the whole kitchen sink or anything in there yet.
The dragon egg is in there.
The dragon egg is in there, I know, I'm aware. Okay. But I want to make sure. I mean, I think we still got some room,
I'll keep track.
Keep track.
Okay, very good.
That also begs
Actually, what I have in my head is, because also, the opening to the bag of holding was only, I think, 2 feet, and the dragon egg was something like 3 foot diameter. I have Fane actually rolling it around mentally in my head behind you guys, just doing like a long egg roll. See if you got a stick.
Egg roll.
Look at my whoop!
Can he be standing on top of it and running?
Not that kind of egg roll. Good. I didn't mean egg roll like the delicious treat. I meant like
we should make some egg rolls with this. Dragon egg.
That is a big question. We have to decide what to do with this eventually.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, anything else you guys would like to do while you are taking your short rest? As everyone heals themselves to the extent that they wish to be healed, the warlocks got spells back.
Long rest to attune to an item?
Short rest. All
right. What are we doing with this dragon egg?
We'll talk about it an hour later.
No, honestly, we should kind of powwow it now.
What are we doing now? I guess we're trying to get out of here.
So with the egg, there's two different places you could pretty much take the egg.
Yeah.
One would be to the Keepers of the Flame. The other would be to say, fuck those dudes, and go directly to Thembershaw with it.
Who's Thembershaw?
The giant red dragon.
I think Arjan would be really upset if you guys one of those two people.
We could ask the lady who's in charge of everything what she wants us to do.
We should either destroy the egg or hatch it, I think.
We're not gonna
have those are two very different options.
Wait. If we go to the lady who's in charge of everything, who told us to go find, what does she want us to do? Find this guy?
Yeah, Verde.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is extra credit. This goes from, she's like, mildly irritated but not going to kill us to, oh, look at these assholes just brought me a red dragon egg. Now I'm the power maker here. They did me a solid. Maybe I'll help them out.
I think from a moral standpoint, Arjan would not allow that. It's a chromatic dragon that you're giving to an evil city.
Real quick, well, they already have
it's going to be in the city no matter what.
But keep in mind that they're not using it. They're using it to keep their forges lit. It's arguably... And if you give the dragon egg to the keepers, the group explains to you that the reason the keepers want it is because they're planning on murdering Thembershaw before it becomes too big to control, so this is their backup plan.
I think as a follower of Bahamut, you know, red dragons are TMS.
No problem. So the merchant guild leader, Yissa Henstadt, she was the merchant caravan queen. Mm-hmm. She wants you to figure out how the Darrow are getting surface currency.
Done.
Well,
the obelisk.
That's what it seems like.
Okay.
That's how the obelisk was.
So we figured that out. We got the red dragon egg.
Blackstone wants you guys to follow Droki, see what he does and where he goes, report back. If you have an opportunity, seize him and bring him in for questioning. Or you can kill him and bring back evidence of his activities.
Should we speak with him while we bring him back? So that way.
And then finally, Gardekar and the Keepers of the Flame wanted you to follow Droki. They wanted you to confirm that the Grey Ghosts were involved in all of the disturbances locally, and then bring back whatever powerful magic they were using to cause the disturbance.
Okay, so we haven't done that, and we don't technically have evidence of what Droki was doing. I mean, we know he was part of the obelisk thing because he had the lump of metal, right?
Yep.
Other than that, we know he's something weird with the Stone Giants, which we need to confront them and find out what's going on.
We haven't even finished going through this area yet.
I mean, Droki was going this way,
but
so maybe we know, like, the.
I think that's the question. Do we keep wandering around down here, or do we go back and get the flock out of dust?
Yeah.
No.
Do we need to?
That's why it would be nice to follow him, maybe.
We don't need to.
If the egg was at the obelisk, one would assume the Grey Ghost has something to do with it, right?
I forgot everything already.
Why would we assume that?
They steal the egg?
We
were told that the Grey Ghost most likely stole the egg.
And yet there are no Grey Ghosts by the obelisk.
I have
it.
That's
a person.
I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the book? A Droki's book.
The spell book.
Whatever. Take it open, take a look. It looks like just nonsensical rantings and ravings, right? You get what I'm getting at here?
Yes, you write in the back of the book. I was a Grey Ghost, and we stole the egg. I did it all, signed Droki.
Dear diary.
I mean, you're simplifying it, but yes. I can sell it. I could make that case.
Literally sell it, or
I mean, you know, within reason. It cinches. It's good.
So
you could do that.
Your argument, then, is that the person running an entire city with magical beings that can see everyone who's invisible and dragons running around and everything else isn't going to have someone who can make sure that you're not lying. This is your argument?
My argument.
You
want to
think
is,
about that for a minute?
My argument is that in the back of the, or in some random pages, you write, in Droki's handwriting, Grey Ghosts steal egg. Steal egg, Grey Ghosts, her bad, or whatever it is. And then.
You really have his cadence down well, yeah.
You pop it like 3 or 4 times in the margins, on the end, you know, you smear some mustard on top of it, and we're good to go. We have mustard, right?
I was gonna ask you that.
Oh boy.
Or just earwax or something. I mean, it's.
Oh, okay. Some loose earwax, okay.
If you guys are up for it, I can quickly just kind of mark that up.
Given that currently she's the only thing keeping the drow bounty hunter from killing us, I feel like that is a bad idea. You might want to keep the crazy rambling book, which is also the spell book, right? Or is there a second book?
Nope, that's the spell book.
Yeah.
Like, keep that as our ace in the hole, maybe.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying it's the worst plan, just that it's a bad plan.
Gotcha.
All right. But sorry, that was so rude.
Killer sometimes. Really why do you keep them around?
Plan A may not work.
Incredibly rude, but it really made me laugh a lot.
Plan right. A may not work. Plan B may collapse. We may get down to plan, like, F or G, and in that case, we're going to want that idea.
All right. Well, I'm just going to hold on to this book.
Why don't we continue exploring and find the reason? We haven't found anything inclusive.
Then we'll do that.
Okay,
if we find something evidence.
I need everybody to make me a willpower save, please. Or wisdom save. Willpower. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me.
Nope, good.
Okay.
Wisdom save? Yep, wisdom save.
That's going to be a 20.
Okay.
18.
10.
Just give me 5 seconds.
Sure thing.
9.
12.
12. Okay. 10, 12, 9. Okay. What are each of your current madness levels? It should be on your character sheet. I put it on there.
My madness level is 2.
Did you put one on mine when I made it in the character?
Well, you're sharing your madness
level. Actually, yours would be a 0, so never mind. You're going to go right to 1.
Woo!
That's fine.
I think that was 1.
I can tell you for sure if you want.
Conditions.
Madness level 1.
Okay.
Let me hear your notes.
Oh, very good. Do you want me to look?
No, I can look up real fast.
Okay. And then the other thing I will need is a... Actually, no, you should be fine here because you're out of...
0.
Okay, great. So, from both Bob and Mikey, I need a percentile. And also from Mike, a percentile.
Okay. You're saying we were out of something?
Are you okay there?
1.
Wait, 0, 1?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't possibly be good.
Well, you have died.
And then roll me a d10, please, for Duncan.
It's either very good or very bad.
8.
8.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Sounds good.
For the next 8 weeks.
You are dead.
23.
You cannot move your legs.
3. Okay. And Mikey, what did you get?
83.
83. Okay. And then I need both of you to roll me a d10.
No. 2.
2.
1.
1. Can you tell me how you feel about that, too? give me a little that action. Give me a little Trump to 2 female astronaut action.
Ooh.
So, anywho, so you guys hunker in for the night. Your long rest goes off without issue. There are nobody bothers you, nobody stumbles across you, there are no problems. However, your sleep is, I would say, fitful at best. Everyone is plagued, as you have been pretty much almost every night since your escape from Vendelved. Velkenveld. After your escape from the Drow prison, Velkenveld, thank you. Your sleep is plagued with nightmares. Tonight, though, they have a particular quality to them. Everything in the nightmare is an odd purplish pink as mists of fair's rest surround you. Continuous images of loved ones that you see dimly in the mist, and then when they get close enough, they turn and you realize that they have 2 heads, one normal one and one malformed, ugly, shrieking head. Just driving you consistently back into the churn of the nightmare. At one point, Rush, you have a very vivid moment where you turn to see your ex-mentor and reach out a hand in greeting, but as he turns towards you, you see that there is a second head that has grown out of the side of his face, and it is Jim Jar. And Jim Jar is saying, "I'll take a bet on that, buddy. I'll take a bet on that. I'll take a bet on that." Over and over and over again until you all finally awaken roughly at the same moment. At the moment of waking, what was your D10 roll for Flo?
2.
A full 2 minutes after Flo wakes, she wakes up and becomes incapacitated for about a full 2 minutes, alternating between crying hysterically, laughing hysterically, and screaming out loud. The noise is worrisome to all of you. Meanwhile, upon waking, Arjan spends, what was your D10 roll?
1.
Spends the first 10 minutes. It appears that he is awake, but he is stunned in such a fashion that he can't actually move. So Arjan experiences a full minute of a very terrifying sleep paralysis, where to everyone else around you, it appears that you are completely unconscious, but you are fully aware of your surroundings, attempting to communicate with your fellows and cannot. Duncan, for about the next 8 hours, you find yourself compelled over and over to touch both sides of any passage that you go through. So any doorway, you have to touch both sides while saying a prayer to Moradin. You know in your heart of hearts that if you do not do this, someone is going to die today. It is the only way that you can keep you and your friends alive for the entire day is by making sure that you say a prayer to Moradin and touch both sides of any portal that you go through. And every the three of you can raise your madness level by one.
Call a little bit of OCD.
Your hands are going to get really dirty, buddy. I'll give you some wet wipes.
Getting some mittens.
It's probably not enough to just touch it.
But shortly,
I have to hit it with a hammer on this side and shield back the other one.
Everybody make me a perception check. What do we got?
14.
25.
Nice.
7. And that's 17. With my inspiration.
Cool.
22.
22. And what did Duncan have, I'm sorry?
14.
14. Okay, so Duncan will be aware of this. Nod is basically too busy trying to keep Flo from screaming. And although Arjan is aware of this, he really can't do very much. But Rush, you and Duncan both overhear a movement towards the larger opening where you guys came from. So there is something down there moving about. What it is, though, you have no idea. But you can hear something kind of shuffling stuff around. Basically, it's kind of like a... Go. And it like sounds like something scrambling or like scraping.
As all of our party is in queue, right?
The wall of the cavern that you guys are in, as you start to move, there a creature actually phases through the wall that you guys are standing on, and it
that's
looks like this.
Fuck. Oh, it's never good.
Rump it up. Two.
Rump it up has retreated behind the party.
Rump it
as
up,
is
go.
Probably smart. Stool bravely actually steps forward and gives a little and a cloud of dust comes out, and suddenly you guys can hear in your head, this creature is making noises. Does anybody speak Terran?
No, but I don't need to.
I'm worried you don't.
You know what he's thinking?
If it does not immediately rush us, I will use... my awakened mind. I can telepathically speak to any creature I can see within 30 feet if it understands at least one language.
No problem. But the noise that it is making, it keeps opening its mouth, and there is a noise inside like rocks in a rock tumbler. As a creature like opens and closes, the strange maw at the top, you just hear like a... It just, you know, like sounds like a concrete mixer with a bunch of boulders inside of it. But Nod, when you reach out telepathically to its head, you can hear...
Nice, nice noise. Heard you making noise. What you got? What you got? What you got for me? What you got for me? Give to me. Yum, 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 yum. Give to me. Snack, snack. What you got?
What do you want?
Gem? Metal? What's for eat? Good for eat! Gems! Metal.
Metal?
What you got? Give to me!
Or you could just leave us in peace?
Give me metal! Give me rock! Give me gem! Gem, 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 gem!
Are you relaying this information to the rest of us?
Yeah, I'll say, hold on one second.
I know we have like obsidian gem or something. Wrote that down.
It apparently wants some metal or gems or stones or something to eat. I suggested that it could just leave us in peace, and it didn't seem to like that idea.
At least it might eat like it might eat us.
Put a dragon egg in there.
No. not a gem.
The symbol of Raxivort.
We could throw it at the Mithril symbol.
What is that made of? I forgot.
Honestly, I thought it was like a metal or a stone. That's all I remember it being.
Oh, we can say it's metal.
Okay.
We've got some gems.
I mean, obviously, I know what Raxamore is.
So, while they're figuring that out, I'm like, you can't just eat, like, the rock out of the wall?
Rock's no fun. Metal. Gems.
Metal or gems, specifically. You can't find some metal on your own?
Ooh. Give me rock or metal. Give me gem or metal. Or we find the dragons.
Here. And I'll toss it like a screw.
And it will basically snap its maw.
Not bad. What else? Give me more.
I'll give him one of my old short swords that got like acidified by that. Right. Jelly a long time ago.
All right, how about
give
this?
Give him my short sword.
Good. More.
All right,
what else?
One more and then you have to leave.
No leave.
Or we can kill you.
Give me
Dolan. No.
Dynamite.
You don't kill me. Me kill you. Fight.
Really? You want to fight?
No. Give me metal. Give me gems.
We just killed a water elemental down the passage there. Why don't you go to his cavern and see if there's anything there?
Give
me metal. Give me gems.
Oh, do we want that?
Yeah. I don't know if we want that.
I'm going to toss 21 silver pieces away.
I can give him copper, but
it sits down like heavily. Its little legs just kind of sit out, and it just like sits down heavily.
Can I detect thoughts to see if he's happy?
Yeah, surface thoughts. It's happily digesting what you just gave it.
Nice.
Make a persuasion check, any one of you.
Oh, please.
Just to
you, obviously.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Don't roll a one.
No, I'm not
going to
roll a one.
Don't roll a one.
That's going to be a 21.
21. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we will start to chat with you. Oh. The creature is what is called a Zorn. It is an earth elemental. It doesn't live down here. It found its way through here just kind of happily, because they can. So what you understand is that they glide through rock and stone, and they do consume rock, stone, gems, and metals. This one, though, seems like it's been eating a lot of the Fair's Rest infused, and it is significantly more volatile and confused than a Zorn normally would be. But it tells you that recently it felt something strange. Like, it describes it as the whole world went upside down.
Oh, we understand. It's been going kind of crazy for us, too.
After a couple more minutes, it'll just kind of hop up and then just glide through the wall.
Listen.
Sorry, didn't know you wanted to
speak. No, I mean...
When the conversation is over, but in the meantime, what would you like to talk to it about?
Quite simply... You don't know the way up to the surface.
Up, go up.
What's the easiest up, go up for us?
Don't know. Go through Earth.
Oh, good Lord.
Slide through Earth.
How did you not see that one coming?
Yeah,
slide through Earth.
Up, go up. You're right. Up does go up. What?
Like asking a bird how to get across the canyon.
Just
fly.
Through the
arse. All right, well, fuckity bye.
Yeah, I mean, really, this thing has never had to consider what it's like for creatures that can't just burrow through the earth, so.
Privilege.
That's right. It's got earth elemental privilege.
Check himself.
Must be easy to get a job and a loan, huh?
Anything else you want to talk to about? Talk to it about?
Zorn, be well. Peace be with you.
And it gets up and plows again just through the side.
That was fun.
Oh, no.
So, where would you guys like to go?
Back to that cave we're in, briefly.
Okay. So there is, remember, a side passage that breaks off...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a podcast I recently have come into understanding of. Dice Populi. They have an amazing idea for... concept. All of them are dungeon masters and take turns running, let's call them chapters, of the campaign, with all things being interlocking and canon. The song you have heard in this episode is produced by Colin Ketchin. He plays one of the characters. I'm not going to tell you which one. You have to listen to find out. Guys, if I can recommend a great starting off point, I would, let's just call it episode one, and they just get better. There is one amazing bit, and it came at the night. Sorry, guys. Anyway, please give them a listen, too. They're well worth your time. Have a great adventure.
Is a large...
If anyone doesn't like where I put their miniature, let me know.
There's a large gate made of iron bars that appears to be blocking any further way in, but you can hear the noise of voices chattering from the other side as you come around the corner.
In what language are they chattering?
Primarily, it looks like Dwarven. Or Dwarvish, sorry.
What are my people saying?
Make a perception check for me. 13.
13,
okay. So you can hear at least two distinct voices, one of which is basically mattering on about, Master, always get work. Always get bad job to me. Always leading this kind of thing. I don't like Master, but no, obey the Master. Yes, go to the spiral. Yes, oh, tame them. Master says, Master. Marsha. The other one seems to be waxing rhapsodic about something that he once fished out of the Dark Lake. It's the best you can interpret. Like,
it's 3 feet long. Blue. Green fiends. Flop around like a bit. Almost took off hand, but got the hook set. Pulled it in. So much damage to both.
Appears to be a golem and a middle child in there.
Oh, boy. That did not get the love that it deserved, really. That was rude. I'm sorry. That was, I quite loved that.
Okay.
How many voices do you hear? Only two?
Two.
I heard two distinct.
Either really stupid Durgar or Daryl. Oh.
You know, we do have that holy symbol of the Mithril arrow breaking against the shield. Is there any way that you could impersonate? Get a little close? Can I get in there? I'm just saying.
Impersonate what?
I know that you don't agree to that religion, but you know, if it's any way that we could get a little bit closer to them. Oh, hey guys, I'm here to change the cards.
My skin is the wrong color.
Oh, shit.
No disguise kit? Any makeup flow?
Oh, baby, you know I got makeup.
Don't call me baby.
Oh, man. I do have. What would you guys like to do?
We're painting Dungeon Dragon.
Now you want to go invisible, get in there?
There's a gate in the way.
Tell me about the gate.
Well, the gate is very sturdy. It is very large, made out of iron bars. It appears that it is locked currently. At a quick glance, the lock can be picked. The gate could also be forced, but it is going to be... What?
Oh, what? Nothing. Continue, sorry.
What did I just miss?
Nothing.
Absolutely. So these are Durgar, right?
Huh?
Security guy?
I don't know. I think it's just
Dwarvish, but they sound like Darrow.
They sound like Darrow.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Crazy people.
Yeah, so the gate probably could be forced as well, but it's going to take somebody significantly stronger than you are working very, very hard to do so. The gate itself is definitely not a push-up.
I mean, if you impersonate, we just knock on the door.
Does it look like we could destroy the lock?
Probably, but not in a way that would at all favor stealth.
Yeah.
And the gate goes all the way to the ceiling?
Yes, it does.
Well, does anyone in the group have thief tools? Because I sure don't.
I don't. I have the proficiency. I don't have the actual tools.
So.
Sindri, I used to.
Sindri did. Yep.
We can do one of two things.
I wanted to buy some, but I don't have any gold.
We can go back the way we came. Three things. Go back the way we came.
The other thing that you are noticing, by the way, is that to the south here, there is a large, another one of those small cavern breaks, mm-hmm. but with a fairly good amount of fungi in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying?
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying?
Three things?
Well, fourth thing just occurred. We can go back. We can attempt to storm the place, which will alert them. Or we could just parlay with them. Or I believe we have one or perhaps two of the shrinking mushrooms. We could shrink one person, have them go over and see if there are any more shrinking mushrooms over in the mushroom pile there.
Or we could push Miss Featherbottom through the gate and have her go up. Or if we can see a mechanism for opening the gate on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Well, it's locked.
I'm very fond of C&D.
It's like a lock, right? Like a padlock.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs a key.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a lever lock.
It's not a lever.
Doesn't reason I don't think protocols. Parlaying with the insane Darrow is gonna work. Just based on past experiences.
Is there insane Darrow?
Yeah. Broke his head.
That's
just puppet the head.
It's not exactly like a Medusa. You can't just walk in and be like, "Wee!
Hi, guys, how you doing?"
Also, I don't think they deal with each other any better than they deal with other people.
Does anyone have stealth?
Yes.
Yes. Someone does have stealth.
What's your stealth?
I was like, I'm looking at you, though.
Plus seven.
Plus seven?
Yeah.
Plus pass without trace.
I can do pass without trace.
Vigilion.
Okay.
Mushroom, pass without trace, send the bird in if it doesn't go well.
What's pass without trace do?
Plus 10. So plus 17.
Or I could just make you invisible.
Just in case.
Either works.
If this ends up shitting the bed here, we can send the bird in as a.
And just. Stretch. Just so that we know how many.
I'm not really going to let you use Miss Featherbottom with Fane not here.
That's okay.
Unless it's a really gentle use. Yeah.
How many make us small mushrooms do we have?
Two.
Two is what I recall, but...
Two is what we have.
Okay. And do we have make us bigger mushrooms as well?
Oh, right. Because if we don't...
Make me big, I can kick this fucking door down.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We can do that.
It's true. You got you can cast a...
I'm pretty sure we have a bigger one, don't we?
I guess I found it.
Not your fault.
Sorry.
Fuck you, Flo.
So, yeah, right now you're mushrooms.
We're mushroom slow.
You should all be responsible.
You could say, narratively, when I went crazy, I went
he's crying, laughing, and eating mushrooms.
I'm a nervous eater.
Usually that's not the order that things go in, by the way. It's usually like, eat the mushrooms, cry for a little while, laugh for a little while, yeah.
A unique way of doing things, okay.
Ask me how God tastes. It's crazy.
All right, can we break this fucking door?
I guess, yeah, because there's no way to pick this lock.
Oh. I mean, we're going to break our way in.
What you've got there.
Okay.
I have an idea.
I don't even know why we're going
in. It's a bad idea, but I have an idea.
So, if there was the way the Droki was
going. Oh, right. So, can we assume that this might be Grey Ghost, perhaps?
Maybe it could be.
Or some other third party.
Skills.
Third party.
Does anyone have deception?
Yeah.
Not me. That girl probably does.
You know
that baby does. No problem, babe.
One of us could. One of us, and by one of us I mean I, could use my ability to mentally touch out to people and pretend to be Droki. Ooh. Although I think that's only 30. I think, you know what, I think I only have 30 feet of range there.
Maybe we should make some noise, lure them over here, maybe?
Well,
head around the corner?
That's not a bad idea.
Why do we want them to be closer to us before we can...
Well,
we can
the range.
If we can convince them that I'm Droki, they might open the gate for us, then we don't have to break it down. We've only got one near the gate that we have to...
Just hide around the corner or something. Well, maybe you're invisible when you do or something.
Or they could see us and then try to kill us through the gate.
Well, that's what I...
That
wait,
is also
wait.
Possible.
Do you relay what the one was thinking?
Yeah, same.
About the spiral?
Middle child.
Because I just happened to notice, looking at this, there's like a spiral.
Yeah.
Here.
On the other side.
Do we see a spiral on the ground?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Tell me about this spiral.
It's a gray and a pencil.
Surely. So I'll read the room description for you with the understanding that some of this may not be...
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you notice from the entrance of the room is a heavy, unpleasant musk in the air. You can see from where you are that there are cages assembled from scrap iron on this one side of the chamber. A spiral path circles into the center of the room, marked off by small stone pylons. Two Darrow are standing by a large cauldron in front of a tent near the cage center. Both are talking, but simultaneously ignoring each other.
Do you have counters for those?
Surely.
Those are going to be, like, right here?
Yeah.
Oh, so we can see them? Okay.
Yep.
I thought we could.
Okay, and there's no one walking toward the spiral, and the spiral just goes in and goes no place?
It seems to go in, circling through these pylons, and then just ends.
Is there anything in the cages?
Not the ones that you can see.
I know this is coming from me, and it sounds ridiculous, but let's try and keep one of them alive so we can ask them about this.
Oh, no, I agree. Well, if we'll be able to talk to them.
How many different voices can we discern?
Two.
Just the two.
There might be more, though, like, ready, you know, back up or sleeping or something.
Is there anything in the cages?
Not the ones you can see.
All right. This is what I propose. It's a terrible idea. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
We go back down the passage a little bit. We make a little noise to try and get one of them to come over. I try and convince them that I'm Droki talking to them in their mind. If that doesn't work, I do have a spell that allows me to teleport. It just causes a bunch of damage to anyone next to me.
Quick pause. I like that you're looking for me, like, for a tell. Like, if I'm going to be like... I
Again.
Would be a piss-poor DM yeah, if I actually,
true,
if I actually
true.
Like... I'm not very good at poker, but, like, I'm not going to be like...
Again,
it's just funny. No. I just have noticed that, like, when the ideas start turning, like, Bob just goes... Every time look at me, and I'm like, I hope I'm not that transparent.
Yeah, no.
I only have bad ideas, so if someone else wants to step in.
To get to us,
the door.
They might have the key too. If they have to like unlock the door to get to us.
Honestly, it's because you're so out of character. Because you're so excited about, it, I'm more than willing to make this happen. It seems narratively very fun. So let's go for it. Flo is like. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So we're going to try.
Stop coin flow. Eat your mushrooms.
Does the gate unlock from either side or only from the outside?
Looks like it can unlock from either side.
I don't understand what the purpose of having them unlock the door is as opposed to us breaking it. They're not going to be
because we
no
don't know
what.
How long it's going to take us to break it down.
Right, it's just faster.
So if it takes us like 5 rounds to break it down, that's 5 rounds they have to kill the prisoners or get back up or
whatever.
How sturdy does the door seem?
Make a beast appear in the middle of the spiral.
Is it doable to break down with 2 people?
Yep, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge to do, but it does look like it's possible.
You have +4 to strength or 3?
+4.
I think if I help you do it, we can probably break it.
So you don't think we should try and...
We can try, I just don't think it's going to work.
Who are you currently
talking to? And cast Bear's Endurance on him or whatever.
He has more strength than me, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have
athletics? Case,
hmm?
Do you have athletics?
I don't think I do, actually.
Oh, man.
level
I have an Elder God in my brain, which gives me my strength.
Yeah. That's the highest in the party.
That's 18.
Oh, he's got an 18?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Ready?
Yeah, I don't have acrobatics.
I have athletics.
Bull strength, bull strength. I'm casting out both of you guys. Each guy has advantage on strength checks.
Sounds good.
Hold on. If I'm going to be helping him, then he gets advantage.
Or how about you just both do it individually? You both
well, but that's
on it.
What. So read bull strength to me.
You just do it.
Is this a strength or an act or
so,
a athletics?
Cast at this. I can do an extra target. I'm going to do it for both of them. Target has advantage on strength checks and his or her carrying capacity doubles. It's not much, but you have advantage.
It is a strength check, but I would argue that if you have training in athletics, you could use that bonus.
Okay. Well, I have plus 6 to athletics.
Yeah, my athletics is plus 4, so I've got a total of plus
so advantage,
8.
Advantage.
Sorry, no.
I'm saying you might be
I've got a total of plus 4.
He's helping me.
So I've got a plus 4,
so
you've got
sorry,
a plus 6.
One more time to me. Is there a, is it raised in my,
it's
just advantage, right?
It's just advantage.
Yeah,
so
you must do it individually, you don't have to do it.
I will tell you that narratively, you would normally need a strength of 20 to even move this thing. So I actually like the narrative of him giving both of you that.
Right.
So what I will say is you can roll it with triple or double advantage, meaning you can roll 3 dice. And choose the highest.
Well, you know, with Adam, that never works out well.
Sometimes it does.
So what's right. Better? Is it both of us pushing the door individually, or both of us pushing it? Like,
we're basically making one attack against the door to try and push it in. We roll 3 dice and pick the highest one, which is going to be your plus 6.
And then add your athletics bonus, I presume.
So,
your overall bonus. Plus your overall bonus is a plus 6.
We can try to get them over here, and if they won't open it, then we can run to the door and hit it.
Your overall bonus is a plus 6, whereas his
okay.
Is a plus 4.
So, I think this is what we as a group have decided to do. We're going to go back.
You tell him.
We're going to go back.
It would be, no. Hang on. It's very important you do, because I've been listening to this for like 25 minutes, and
let's,
I have no fucking clue.
Let's do all the plans.
What's the plan?
I'll stealth, and you guys push down the door. Then we'll also try to...
We're going
to
go back down the passageway.
Okay.
So that... They can't see us from the gate.
How long does Bears and, does the
hour? It's 1 hour.
Yeah. 1 hour. Okay.
Yeah. Oof. We will make a noise to try and draw one of them in. I will use my brain talking to speak to one of them and attempt to use deception to get them to open the gate.
Okay. So
if they do not open the gate,
then maybe you should cast it.
Then.
You're going to run back around the corner.
And bull rush the gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a backup plan.
The thing is, so why do we assume that if you make noise, they're going to come over here and check it out?
Well, we could shout something in Dwarvish, like, hey, you idiots, open the gate.
Yeah. Or.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. All
right.
Okay.
All right.
You don't have to move all the minis. It's okay. Just, I assume you are all down
around
the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody is going to yell in Dwarvish something like, hey, you idiots, come open the gate. All right, Duncan's like, this is the one thing I contribute to this plan, and nobody's taking it away from me.
Okay.
I'll use my
toast to sign to the door first.
Okay. So from around the corner, you hear. And basically, you can hear like the chatter kind of slowly dies down after a minute or so. And you can hear some movement, and then close to the gate, you can hear a voice go, in Dwarvish, who dat?
They asked who it was. They asked who it was.
I'm 30 feet away, I'm assuming. In his mind, I'm going to attempt to gibber like a,
No, Bob. No, you don't, guys. You have no idea where they are right now.
I'm going to attempt to gibber like Droki. Say, Droki, let me in! Something, something.
I'm going to say make a deception check. Make it with disadvantage.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Get that person doors ready.
That's a 4. That's a 6.
Droki in head! Why Droki in head? Droki never been in head before! Why? Why?
The monolith! The Droki monolith!
Droki is in my head! Droki in my head!
They're screaming. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Why Droki in your head? Take Droki out of your head!
Let Droki out of your head! Why are you in there? Droki! Droki!
Droki is on ceiling, cannot get to gate lock!
Cannot hear them anymore. Whatever the creature is, it's moved more than 30 feet away.
Let's do this. Who wants to roll?
As you are approaching, you also hear somebody, one of them yelling, "Wake up, Dum-Dums! Wake up! Droki in this one's head!"
Yeah, we're doing this. Okay.
So when you guys come back around the corner, the original two are there. There is an additional one. This one is holding this one down, while the other one is like, it's basically like this.
I no see him!
Oh my god.
Perfect. You're distracted.
You guys want to sneak past them, maybe?
And there's another one right over there.
There's a gate in the way.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh, we should have done that from the beginning.
I liked it after all this. You came back around. Do you guys want to sneak past them? All right, so you guys come barreling around the corner. You're going to hit the door full force.
Yep.
All right,
who wants to roll?
Let each roll one. You roll one, Bob rolls one, and I'll roll one. All right.
Really?
Yeah, team effort.
Yeah, team 20! Oh!
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, we're adding all good rolls. Bonus to it.
That's
what's the total?
Total is 26.
You needed a 25 to do this.
Yeah. Oh.
So you guys come around the corner. Arjan and Nod basically just both shoulder right into it, and the whole gate, boom! The whole gate comes, tips over, and collapses. And as you guys push into it, you can see that the Duergar have three cave bears.
Oh.
Large, hungry cave bears that are slathering and scraping the ground, chuffing set inside. Okay. Let's roll initiative, gang.
We run the other way.
Close the gate.
It's broken.
Wait, what is that from?
Puck.
Open the gate. It just feels like something that I've seen. I don't know what it is.
I want to do a thing.
Do the thing.
Oh, Jesus, do we still have to roll to see if our spells work?
Well, it's not a matter of if they work or not. They have not worked yet.
A 25. We beat. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are untouchable. Thank you so much for listening to Dungeonetics. We can be reached at Dungeonetics on Twitter, Dungeonetics on Instagram, Dungeonetics@gmail.com, Dungeonetics, the Facebook page. Oh yes, one thing I keep on forgetting to mention. The songs that you hear during this episode, Games Brown and Kellen, well, both can be found at Bandcamp. Well, go give them a good check out. Also, remember, even though you're still thinking about it and thought you did enough, vote. Have a good night, everyone.